Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Exodus, chapter 3. We'll read verses 11 through 14 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Exodus, chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. Exodus, chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And let's pray. Father, thank you again for our church. Lord, this morning, just a beehive of activity and folks being saved and eternity being changed. This evening, starting off with the Lord's Supper. Everything coming to a screeching halt, just to focus on you. Lord, the singing's been wonderful. The preaching's been incredible, and yet we still need you. Holy Spirit of God, please use our preacher tonight. Fill him with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
What I'll share with you this evening, it's actually a time of meditation of mine, and I wrote some thoughts down, and I thought maybe those thoughts would help you. When I was a young preacher boy, it was my privilege to sit in the office with a man that had pastored over 50 years. As a young man, I began to share with him certain thoughts and concerns and, maybe even fears of mine. I had listed those things that I felt were imperative to my success. Rather than listening, I was talking, and I soon found that in a few words, a wise man knew more than me. He looked across at me and he said, Jeff, he said, if you will become what you're supposed to become, you will then achieve what you're supposed to achieve. He said, you need to just keep working on you. Tonight, I want to talk to you about this thought. What you are is most important. What you are is most important. In Exodus chapter 3, we see the story of the children of Israel. They are in captivity to Pharaoh, in captivity in Egypt. God says to Moses, he says, Moses, I'm going to use you to help the children of Israel here. And God says that you go and tell Pharaoh to let the people go. And Moses says to God, well, who am I that he will listen to me? And God said, in essence, God says, he will listen, not necessarily just because of who you are, Moses, but he will listen, Moses, because of who I am. Then Moses says, but then you want me to go to the children of Israel, and you want me to tell them that I'm going to lead them out of this captivity. And he says, why should they follow me? And then God said, Moses, you tell them that I sent you. And he said, well, who should I tell them sent me? He said, you tell them that I am sent you. I am that I am. Now, though that seems to you and I a little bit trite, maybe, Moses was talking to God, and God back to Moses, and God said, you have to take a moment, Moses, and realize what I am. Well, who is he? He's God. He's God. He said, Moses, you tell him, I am sent you. You tell them, I am is going to lead them out. Now, folks, God is God. And what God said He is, He is. And what God, here's the great thing about God, God doesn't need anybody to improve upon Him. We don't need to rewrite the Bible. We just need to relive it and believe it. You can't improve on the old time religion. You can't improve on God. You can't improve on what God is. Oh, but you and I, now, we could stand some improving. You and I, it is important what we are. Maybe this lesson has to do with our personal character. Truth is, it's a very personal thing, and you need to take a moment and maybe draw a circle, step inside it, and just let the sermon talk to you for a little while. I want to talk to you about this thought of what you are is most important. You see, what you are is what you are in the dark. What you really are is what you are when nobody sees you. What you are is what you are when you don't have that public front up. That's what you are. Hey, and what you are is most important. Not what people think you are, but what you are is most important. What you are is what you are long term. See, everyone, sooner or later, either rises or falls to their true character level. You hear that old saying, you give somebody enough rope, they'll hang themselves. And you see, sooner or later, everyone either rises to their true character or falls to their true character, but sooner or later, you'll figure out what somebody is. What you are is most important. What you are is maybe what you are at the top. You know, success can reveal the real you. Success plays with people. Sometimes people become successful and they forget what brought them to that success. Sometimes people put up a front to achieve success, but once they have it, the real them comes out. And it's not the quality that you thought. So, what you are is what you are in the dark, and what you are is what you are long term. Sooner or later, everyone either rises or falls to their character level. What you are is possibly what you are at the top, or maybe what you are is what you are at the bottom. For you see, failure can reveal the real us. Nothing like the two extremes, nothing like failure showing the real you, or success showing the real you. Maybe what you are is what you are in the storm. A storm's wind can blow away your facade. The storm comes, and the front that we put up so often is battered and blown away to reveal the true character behind the curtain that we put up publicly. Here at our church, when I conduct a funeral, we remember you. We hope we remember you for what you were. But remember this. If you will become what you're to become, you will accomplish what you are to accomplish. The image that you have produced for man is not really as important as what you really are. Somehow, in our world, humanity and humanity's philosophies and man's opinion of success begins to muddy the right view and the right perceptions of a Christian. Folks, we are to become like Jesus, and what we are is far more important than anything else. And I'll show you what I mean by that. The sermon will be short. It'll be simple. But I hope that you will do as was recommended to me. Just keep working on you. Because if you will become what you are to become, you will accomplish what you are to accomplish. First of all, let me say, what you are, not where you have been, is most important. What you are, not where you have been, is most important. You say, I've been to the White House. A big whoop. You say, I've been to the White House. What you are is more important than where you have been. You say, I've been to a great big church. What you are is more important than where you have been. You say, I've been to this college or to that college. Maybe you say, I've been to this Bible college or I've been to that Bible college. What you are is more important than where you have been. I know people that have been to some of the finest Bible colleges on the face of the earth, and they are not what they're supposed to be just because they have been someplace others have not been. You say, I went to this secular university and it's Ivy League. What you are is more important than where you have been. You say, I've been to this great meeting of Christians. I attended this great conference. My friend, what you are is more important than where you have been. Hey, where you've been does not make you. Where you have been does not give you a credential that makes you superior in the Christian life. What you are is more important than where you have been. You say, I've been to so-and-so's house. I don't care whose house you've been to. What you are is more important than where you have been. See, I have traveled the world. I've been around the world time and time again. I've seen distant countries. I've seen the Eiffel Tower. I've seen the Grand Canyon. What you are is more important than where you have been. You see, we just need to keep working on what we are. Because if you will become what you're supposed to become, you will accomplish and achieve what you're supposed to accomplish. Secondly, what you are, not who you know, is most important. What you are, not who you know, is most important. And I, of course, knowing Jesus is not the issue here. Knowing Jesus is imperative. But let me say, humanly speaking, what you are, not who you know, is most important. I get sick and tired of the way the world works. If you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, they may help you with this or help you with that. And I'm glad when there are those that can help, but I'm going to tell you something. What you are ought to be more important than who you have connections to. You say, I know a multimillionaire. What you are is more important than who you know. Now, let me tell you something about that. You may know a multimillionaire. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to give you any of their money. And by the way, that doesn't mean they're always going to be there for you. You better become what you're supposed to become so you can accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish. It's not who you have connections with. What you are is more important than who you know. You say, I know a CEO. I know a corporate executive, someone that's at the top of the ladder of success. Let me tell you something. What you are is more important than who you know. And so you say, I've rubbed shoulders with this politician and this governor and this senator and this congressman, and that makes me important. What you are is more important than who you know. And somebody said to me, he said, Brother Owens, when you get into town and get in that area, you're going to want to build some real, real close, tight relationships with all the big shot politicians. And that's going to be important to the building of your church. I don't see that anywhere in the Bible. Now, may I say to you, I do get along with the politicians of the area. We all know, come election time, they're all coming in here, and they're wanting to come, and they want me to introduce them. Why? Because we're a big church, and we're influential. But let me tell you something. I'm more interested in what we are than who we know. If our church will be what it's supposed to be, we will accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish. It's not where we've been. It's what we are. It's not who we know. It's what we are, folks. You say, well, I know this big-time evangelist. Let me tell you something. You can know every evangelist on the face of the earth, but that didn't make you better. It's what you are, not who you know. You say, I know this big-name pastor. You listen to me now. You can know every big-name pastor in the United States of America, and you can still be as crooked as a dog's back leg, and you can still be away from God. It's not who you know. It's what you are that counts. Boy, I get out there among all the young preachers and they wanting to, you know, get around the big shops and get around the big places. Tell you what you better do. You better get you a big old dose of personal character. Get you an ounce of guts and a gallon of God. And you learn to get close to God for you. It's not who you know. It's what you are. It's not where you've been. It's what you are. You see, I know somebody that knows all about success. Well, I'm glad for you. That didn't make you any better. See, it's not who you know. It's what you are that counts. And God said, I am that I am. God said, I am God. I am Jehovah God. You and I, it's not who we know. It's not where we have been. God wants us to work on what we are. You say, why? Because if we will become what we're supposed to become, we will accomplish what we are to accomplish. Thirdly, what you are, not what things you have, is most important. What you are, not what things you have, is most important. Young people, you listen to me. You get this idea that you want to gather things. Why don't you gather character? If you'll gather character, there's a certain number of things that will come your way. I know people that have things, but they didn't get them the right way. Not near as rewarding. See, what you are, not the things that you have, is most important. You know, people that have things, you know, in the church, there's no class system. Say, I've got this and I've got that. That makes me special. What'll make you special is what you are, not what you have. Say, I have me a half a million dollar home. It's not what you have that makes you special. It's not the things that you have. It's what you are that God is looking at. You say, I have me a fancy car, and I'm glad you do. Hey, and I'm not trying to look down on people who have nice houses and nice cars. Most of them have them because of what they were. They worked to get it. But let me tell you something. It's what we are that is most important, not the toys that we've gathered in life. You have designer clothes, but it's not what you have. It's what you are that really counts in life. And oh my, oh my, oh my, you young people, you listen to me today. You put your heart into your character and you put your heart into developing integrity and you put your heart into the work ethic and you put your heart into knowing how to get up early and stay up late. And if you will become what you're supposed to become, you'll receive what you ought to receive. You'll have what you ought to have in life. But what you are is more important than the things that you have. Say, I have me up. Really high-tech, state-of-the-art cell phone. You talk about high-tech. We used to have phones and you stepped inside them to talk. A phone booth. It's like an outhouse with a cord hooked to it. Believe me, they have been reduced in size. Hey, young people, that cell phone you have, you may think it's a status figure, but what you are is more important than what you have. You say, I have specialty made furniture made just for me. What you are is more important than what you have. Say, I have a yacht. What you are is more important than what you have. Say, I have a private plane. What you are is more important than what you have. You say, I have a membership to the country club. Well, I'm glad for you, but what you are is more important than what you have. You see, I was all concerned about how are you a success in life and how do you achieve what you're to achieve. And I had a list. I thought you got to get around the right people. You got to go to the right places. You've got to have the right things. And an old wise man said, Jeff, you become what you're supposed to become and you will achieve what you're supposed to achieve. And so, what you are, not where you have been, is most important. What you are, not who you have known, what you are, not what things you have. Number four, what you are, not what you have seen, is most important. Not what you have seen, but what you are. You say, Brother Owens, I've seen the sights of the world, for which I'm glad. If you got to travel and see the sights of the world, I'm glad for you. But I'll tell you something. Your having seen the sights of the world does not make you a person of character, nor will it create success in your life. What you are is more important than what you have seen. You say, I've seen great ministries built. Being a spectator is easy. Because you watched it done does not make you a success. Because what you are is more important than what you have seen. You say, I've seen a great Bible college built. What you are is more important than what you've seen. You say, I've seen great revival services. Well, I'm glad for you. But what you are is more important than what you've seen. See, I've seen success. What you are is more important than what you've seen. I've seen somebody build a great business. What you are is more important than what you've seen. I've seen miracles. What you are is more important than what you've seen. God wants us to keep working on us. We get all caught up in the world and we think that what we've seen and where we've been and who we know and what we have, those are the key to success. But that's not the key to success. God said, I am what I am and you are what you are. And we need to be working and developing ourselves and our Christian growth and our character. That's what God wants us to do. Fifthly, what you are, not how much you're worth, is most important. It's what you are, not how much you're worth. You say, I'm worth a lot in stocks. Well, that could change. But I'll tell you, the people who that will affect least, those who are what it takes to accomplish, even if they lose, they'll come back and they'll gain again because of what they are. You can't keep a good man down, but he's got to be a good man. Hardworking people make comebacks. Not because they stumble onto it or luck, because they're hardworking people. What you are is more important than what you're worth. See, I'm worth a lot because I own a lot of land. I'm glad. I hope you are. But let me tell you something. What you are is more important than what you think you're worth. See, I'm worth a lot in bonds. What you are is more important than what you're worth. I'm worth a lot in my retirement fund. What you are is more important than what you're worth. I'm worth a lot because I have an inheritance. What you are is more important than what you're worth. You know how many young men have inherited businesses from daddy? Daddy worked and worked and worked and worked, up early, out late, worked and worked and worked and worked and built the business, turned it over to a boy that destroyed it. Because the boy was not what daddy was. The boy had something, but he was not something. And just being given something does not assure you of success. What you are is more important than what you say you're worth. They say the people that win the lottery so often lose it all and end up in poorer shape at the conclusion what they were in the beginning. Why? They couldn't handle the success. They blew it, went out and quit their jobs, messed up their families, virtually lost it all. Why? Because of what they were or what they were not. See, what you are is more important than what you think you're worth monetarily. See, I'm worth a lot because of gold. What you are is more important than what you think you're worth. I say again, don't you forget it. You and I, if we will become what we are to become, we will accomplish what we are to accomplish. Don't get caught up in the world's philosophy. That philosophy of, you got to get to the right place at the right time. No, just become the right thing. Don't get caught up in the world's philosophy. You just got to know the right people. Maneuver yourself and play chess with influences. No, just become the right thing. You just become what you're supposed to become. It's not what you have. well, if I get this status symbol and this status symbol, and it makes me look success. No, don't try to look like a success. Become a success. It's what you are, not what the things that you have. Don't get caught up in the world's philosophy of what I've seen. I went to see this, and I went to see that, and I was there, and I saw this, and I saw that. Let me tell you something. It's not what you've seen. It's what you are. And it's not what you think you're worth. It's what you are. You see, if you'll become what you're supposed to become, you will achieve what you are supposed to achieve. So you young folks especially, listen to your preacher tonight. When mom and dad are trying to teach you to get up in the morning, when mom and dad are trying to teach you to finish the job, when mom and dad are trying to teach you to be honest, and mom and dad are trying to teach you integrity, and mom and dad are trying to teach you how to serve, and how you listen to all that, you say, but I just want this and I want that. You better be worried about what you are becoming. Because what you are becoming is what you'll eventually be. Hey, and if you will become what you're supposed to become, all those other things, they'll fall into place. And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And you and I, we are what we are. What are you? Let's keep working on ourselves to be more like the Master and less like this world. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Personal challenge tonight for you and I to become what we ought to become. If you're here tonight, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you ought to get born again. We'll invite you to come at altar call time. If you're here tonight and you've been saved and you've never made it public, or you've been saved and never been baptized, we invite you to come. If you're looking to join the church tonight, if you've been saved and baptized by immersion after your salvation, we welcome you to come. If you need to come tonight and say, you know something, I've let the world's philosophy creep into my desire to succeed. I've been more concerned about those secondary issues than just what I am and my personal character. I need to get back on track and let God work on me and change me, and need to stop looking for the loopholes of success and the world's tendencies towards success. And I just need to become what I need to become, because I do have a desire to accomplish what I'm supposed to accomplish. You might need the altar for a moment. If you do, we'll welcome you. I'll ask the instrumentalist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Choir, sing a song of invitation. If you need the altar, you come. Young people, success is not bound in things. Success is not bound because you've got a connection with this person or that person. You become what you're to become, and you will accomplish what you should accomplish. Apologize to you. There really are no shortcuts to true success. The altar, you come. You need to be saved, you come. We'll take the Bible and show you how to be born again. If you need to be baptized, you come. You need to make public your salvation, you come. Looking to you tonight for the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church, you come. Say, Brother Owens, I really don't have any connections out there. You just be what you're supposed to be, and you'll have a connection with the God who is realistic about who you are and what you are. That'll take care of the rest. I have preaching friends across America that are just almost scared to death just to do what's right. Success does not come because of association with success. Well, no, I think you should learn. I think you're gleaned from success. You just need to do right. You need to become what you need to become. Thank you. Thank you.